21. Me, my mother, and Mary Todd. After Norma Rae, I was considered to be an honest-to-God movie star. Although I was never besieged with offers the way I'd always dreamed it would be, every year one compelling screenplay would come my way and I'd be thrilled, not to mention relieved. But even after winning my second Academy Award in 1984 for Places in the Heart, a film I was proud to be a part of, I never saw myself as being an important, highly sought-after talent at the top of my game. Slowly, very slowly, I became aware of a soft buzzing, a voice telling me to prepare myself because soon my hard-fought position would be gone. Even as I tried to evolve into each phase of my career, building a production company, developing and producing films, including Murphy's Romance, which my beloved friend Marty Ritt directed, this whispering voice kept repeating that before long I'd be facing the same mountain that I had just climbed, but without the strength to move anymore. When I was 38, a rather flimsy project was presented to me, and while the film might have been dull, the producer was not. He was a tall, gentle man who enjoyed being around people, someone who made friendships less difficult for me. He was easy to like, good to have around, and since I wanted a family and needed to feel safe, I married him. That was Alan. Once again, I packed up my two sons, now 12 and 15, and we all moved, this time to a home in Brentwood. 3 years later, when Eli was preparing to get his driver's license and Peter was a freshman in college, I gave birth to my third son. At 41, I was the mother of a newborn again, and it didn't hit me until Sam was 5 weeks old. As a parent, I was starting all over, from the very bottom of the mountain. I remember sitting in the baby's room, wrapped in the arms of a huge stuffed bear that had been flung in the corner, feeling stunned. I was looking down at this tiny stranger's face nursing at my breast when suddenly I didn't want to do any of it anymore. It wasn't that I didn't adore this little boy whose eyes had instantly latched onto mine. It was that I didn't want to love him as deeply as I knew I would, didn't want to care about my work or whether Peter was finding his way or Eli was driving safely, didn't want to worry about money or my weight or what to...